All right, party people. I believe we're on episode 15, and we are talking about texting today. You know, I haven't covered it yet. You know, in the earlier podcasts, you know, we covered day game, night game, and fashion and all that stuff, kind of like the pillars. I haven't covered texting because so much of it is visual that it can be a little bit tricky to talk about. So if you're listening to this and you want to see examples and breakdowns of, you know, actual texts, I really recommend that everyone goes through the texting guide, which you can find on the site, or you can find it in the modules in the leverage program, because those breakdowns are really helpful. I'm going to be talking about some theory, basic strategy, mistakes guys make, what to look for, what to avoid, and then we'll take some questions. So first thing I want to kind of dive into is, you know, what is the point of texting and why is it relevant? You know, women, if you guys watch that that silly video by Brian McFadden, you can Google this one, or, you know, YouTube it, Brian McFadden, What Women Want. You can see his little stand-up skit on the Letterman show. And he talks about how they want a guy who's stable and fun, but also unpredictable, confident, not cocky, intelligent, not a nerd, a tough guy, but who also has a soft side, a macho dude who's also in touch with his feminine side, a guy who's loving but not needy, funny but not a clown, sexy and charismatic but not a player, and every single other dichotomy you could possibly derive of, like, being a human. So women want counterintuitive things. You know, they have their desires. They want to feel safe, at home, familiar, comfortable, but she also wants to feel adventurous, unknown, has that thrive for mystery and danger. And she's not going to be happy unless she basically experiences all the emotions on the spectrum. And you need to deliver this in all your forms of communication when you're in person with her, and also via text or email or electronic communication. Most guys miss the mark really badly on this, and they are just the worst texters of all time. So the good news is the bar is really low. All right. So how do you become a good texter? You know, there always has to be a doubt, you know, a tiny piece of her mind that somehow, some way you could leave or walk out at any moment and not, you know, I'm not talking about, like, you being in the same room with her. I'm talking about you could leave or walk out of her life at any moment, regardless of where your relationship stands. Because women kind of thrive off that unknown. If she feels like she owns you and all of her desires, there's no way you can meet all of her desires, because there's no way you can have that danger, that uncertainty, that attraction. So, you know, at the same time, like, she has to feel like you would kill for her, like put a broken bottle in someone's neck if they spoke to, you know, poorly of her. She needs someone to come home, cuddle with, make her food, and also someone who will snap at her if she takes a millimeter advantage of your kindness. So in short, we talk about this in the Complete Man workshop. You have to create an emotional roller coaster. Talk about how to do that over text. You know, too much danger and excitement, the relationship's going to end in flames. Too much safety, it'll fizzle into boredom. So texting is a reflection of who you are and how you act and react. And you need to have the correct mindset. So styles are going to vary, but in terms of simple strategy, you know, with a new girl, what I usually do is I'll start off by being funny, over the top, hilarious. Then sometimes I can go more serious, mentorish. I want to indirectly demonstrate, you know, show, don't tell, how I'm intellectual, professional. I'm, you know, an alpha dude. I'm not an elitist, but I'm confident. And then at the same time, be able to, like, connect and show that soft and human side as well. You don't need to do all of this over text, but you certainly need to do it in person. And if your text game isn't up to par, you're in for it. Women love texting. It's their primary means of communication. And, you know, we can talk about the whole do not call theorem. And before I get into that, in a second, you know, your goal, the goal of texting is to get a date or to see her in person, right? The goal of texting is always to see them in person, especially before you've done that. Like, if you spend too much time just chit-chatting with her, you'll see how that goes wrong. So other goals include being witty, entertaining her, demonstrating value, being different than the other 3,000 idiots that are text jamming her, and being needy and annoying. If you can stay away from being like those guys, you're in good shape. So first, let's talk about not calling. And it's amazing to me that, you know, some of the guys in this group who have studied, in the leverage group, who have studied the texting ebook and gone through the module, they still want to fucking call girl. Like, do not call a girl that you haven't slept with multiple times unless she specifically asks you to call and, you know, there's some other weird reason. So, you know, it's kind of a hotly debated topic, but the do not call theorem is really simple. Those who have shit text, and those who want shit from the people that have shit call. So if you want something from someone, you're probably going to call them and they're going to text you back. If you have something, someone's going to call you and you're going to text them back. So therefore, it follows that those who are in a position of power text, and those who are in a position of weakness call. So the second you pick up the phone and call a girl that you've never texted, that doesn't necessarily have your number saved because you got her number in a bar, first of all, she's not going to pick up the phone because she doesn't have you in caller ID. And if she does pick up the phone, well, she's not going to pick up the phone. You're going to leave an awkward message. She's not going to call you back because it's an awkward interaction that makes her uncomfortable. Or if she does pick up the phone, you're going to have an awkward phone call, most likely. And there's this whole other element where you have to be good on the phone. And why even bother with that? Like, you don't need to have good phone game, for lack of a better word. So just don't call. Very simple theorem. Unless she's over the age of 35 before text messaging was like a big deal. I would say even 40. Like, if she's over 40, yeah, maybe you can call. But if she's under 40, your job is text. I'd say the biggest mistake that dudes who suck at texting make is they text jam, meaning they text way too much. Forcing her into replying, forcing conversations, texting throughout the day. And this is super annoying and it's not productive. You know, you have to look at your text ratio, how many texts you're sending, and also how long your texts are in relation to her texts. When you're sending the texts, you know, are they early in the morning? Are they late at night? Are they on a Friday or Saturday? Which obviously shows that you don't have much of a social life if you're sitting there texting her. So it's not just content, it's the timing, it's the tone, it's the frequency, it's the delivery. There's so many ways to fuck it up. It's literally an art form. So don't feel bad if you're feeling a little bit clueless or you maybe don't know a whole lot about it at this point. But don't forget, it's your job to figure this shit out because it's going to translate into dates. If you're getting phone numbers and you're not getting dates, you're either getting pity phone numbers and the women you're getting numbers from are giving them to you, even though they're not attracted because they feel bad about rejecting you, which actually happens a lot less than you might think. Well, it depends on the guy. But the main thing is, if you're not converting numbers into dates, you're shitty at texting. So let's talk about some of the mistakes. So the first one is the too frequent guy. So if a chick kind of hears her phone buzz more than two times in a row, it's not one of her girlfriends or sister or mom, she's going to get annoyed. Some red flags that let you know you're texting too much or too fast include whether or not she's taking a long time to respond back to you. The responses themselves being like half-assed, like K, yeah, cool, LOL. If you send a sentence and she sends a K or a cool or an LOL and it's something that warrants an actual response, that's a sign that she's not that into you. So another mistake is always being available. So every time she texts you and you immediately fire back and respond, you're going to kill a lot of attraction there. So, you know, fight the urge to respond immediately, give it some time. And if, you know, if you can have that discipline, you'll have, your text will have more of a punch. I'm not saying wait 3 hours every time she texts. Sometimes if she texts you and you respond and then she immediately texts you back, it's okay to respond immediately to that. But you have to really get the timing down. If she texts you, you text her back within a minute every time, then she takes 3 hours to respond to that, then you're in bad shape. The next response is the guy who tries to meet up with her too fast before really solidifying that attraction. So you meet a girl out of the bar. I hate to break it to you, but odds of her remembering like a whole lot about you or your good qualities are a lot smaller than you might believe. And especially if she had been drinking. So it's your job to take her back and show her that you have some game. You do that with humor, flirting, confidence, all via text. If you can't demonstrate that and you just immediately text her and ask her out, not going to work. I usually like to go back and forth, you know, 5 or 6, 7 times with a girl, even if I have really solid attraction, because I'm just building more. The more attraction I can build over text, the more attraction I'm going to go into the date with. So even if she really, really likes me and I know I can immediately text her and just ask her out, I'm going to try to build some attraction via text, unless you really suck at texting and then you don't want to be in a situation where, you know, you're going to text too much. So you have to kind of find the balance there. And the next mistake the guys make is they get really salty. And by salty, I mean angry, pissed off, and visibly rattled. So regardless of how pissed you are, how angry you are, if you want to eventually fuck her, don't lose your cool. It happens on such a regular basis with chicks that they're immediately turned off. Like a great example of this is a guy texts her something. She doesn't respond. And his response is, why aren't you responding to my texts? That's an extremely fucking terrible text to send. It's a huge turn off. It shows that you're salty. It's going to come across like you're mad and you're never seeing that girl again. Another one is the guy who doesn't understand emoticons or memes. You don't have to have an iPhone to get emojis. Emojis are extremely popular with chicks. Using emojis and emoticons is tricky. If you don't use any, then typically you're missing a huge value to show more emotion. If you use them properly, she's going to be really impressed. So the rule kind of states that as a girl, she can use as many emoticons or emojis as she wants. After a while, you can totally call her out on that and tease her about it. But the only real, I try to use emojis and emoticons maybe once every other text or once every third text. And I like to keep it to more of the basic ones like a smiley or a wink face. If you're really good, and you're using the new like emojis like iPhone 6, 6 plus is out right now and whatever version of iOS that is, there's a bunch of emojis, but just know if you're using too many emojis, you're going to look like a fucking dork. Same thing goes for memes. If you don't know what a meme is, then you really need to find out, because that's a huge red flag that you've been out of the loop and you're not dating any hot chicks. So knowing what a meme is, knowing how to use a meme, knowing when to use a meme, these are all things I go over and great depth and like our texting ebook, we have an entire chapter on using memes. Memes can be amazing because they essentially will allow you to say socially awkward things without them being socially awkward. Like for example, if a girl doesn't text you back and you send her the meme from the movie The Notebook with the main actress who's crying, you know, she's in tears. And the meme says, that time it took you 7 years to write, ... as a picture of this girl crying. Pretty much every girl has seen The Notebook. And even if she hasn't, she'll understand the reference because of the girl crying. That's an amazing text to send if you haven't gotten a response, because it shows that you're joking. You're acknowledging the fact that she didn't text you back in a funny way that doesn't make you look salty. but there's so many ways to fuck that up. So keep in mind that whatever mood a girl is in is going to affect the way she reads your text. So if you're joking or teasing, you have to make it really, really clear. Otherwise, she might pull a crazy girl move and take it the wrong way and get turned off. Another way the guys fuck up is just being stupid. Like I said, a guy who doesn't understand memes, a guy who asks questions that are very easily searched on Google. Like if anyone like says, oh yeah, or are you watching this game tonight? Or are you going to this thing? Like, hey, are you going to EDC this weekend? Let's say, I don't know that EDC stands for, you know, Electric Daisy Carnival in Vegas. If I don't know that, then I'm going to look like a huge fucking out of the loop loser, right? Because the electronic music and EDC is huge. Like anyone who's in the know knows what that is. And if I say, what's EDC? I'm probably never going to see that girl again if she's hot and cool. I'm going to look like a fucking loser. So I'll Google EDC, figure out what it means, and then come up with a response. Everyone I know who's a fucking idiot, girl or guy, will ask me questions that they can easily find out on Google. It's a huge pet peeve. So don't be a fucking idiot. Use Google. That's what it's for. Another thing that, you know, it's not a huge deal, but you will lose some points if you're texting a girl who's, you know, an iPhone chick, and most hot chicks are by default iPhone chicks, and you're an Android user, if your text shows up green and it doesn't come up with the blue iMessage, she might get a little bit turned off by that. It's not the end of a end of the world. But just keep that in mind. There is an advantage to having an iPhone. That's why I tell everyone that works with me that you should definitely get an iPhone for that one reason alone. Whatever, if you hate Apple and you're a huge fucking Android fanboy, that's it's fine. But just know that that exists. Another mistake guys make is like only hitting them up late night. Like hitting a girl up after 10 p.m. should only be reserved for booty calls unless you've already slept with her. So if you're hitting her up after 10 and you haven't fucked her at least a couple times, you're probably going to get some unfavorable responses and end up in the lame, not going to see you category. And the last one is the predictable, boring guy, a guy who's just like super logical with all of his texts. He's not conveying any fun. Girls like to have fun. There's a song about it. If you're not sending her open-ended texts that prompt an exciting response, she's going to get bored fast. And if you're texting a hot girl, I'd place a strong bet on the fact that you're probably not the only guy who's texting her either. There's probably 10 to 30 guys texting her at any one time, which is precisely why it's so important not to be like every other guy and you have to stand out. So now let's talk about how long to wait. Let's say you get a girl's number, either out during the day or at night during the bars. What is the appropriate time frame to wait? This is kind of a hotly debated topic. And what I do to get around this problem and just basically make it non-existent is whenever I get a girl's number, I will text her right on the spot. Or if it's during the day and she's got to run and I don't have time to like sit there and be witty and cute and text her on the spot, I'll text her immediately after I walk away. Same thing at night. You usually have more time and you can kind of text her when you're right in front of her and send something witty, and you can even get back, go back and forth and engage in like a text communication while you're right in front of her. Now, if that doesn't happen and you got her number that night and you didn't text her while you're in front of her, let's say that interaction was pretty short. You know, there wasn't a ton of rapport that was built. I'm probably going to wait, 2 days to text her back. If there was a ton of rapport, you know, then I might text her a little bit sooner because, you know, you're not looking as needy that way. But day game, you can text her right away. You know, if you get her number via Tinder or other online dating apps or online dating websites, as soon as she gives you her number, you'd want to transition that into text. And you don't want to ever set up dates through the app, because if you need to get a hold of her right before the date and you're sending her a message on Tinder, she might not see it. Or if she's sending you a message, you might not see it. And it just shows a lack of commitment on her part. Let's talk about ways to open conversations. The first way that, and the best way, is using callback humor. And the first text you send a girl is very important, because it's going to set the tone for the relationship going forward. And using callback humor is the best way to do that, because it's funny, it's relevant, and it deepens the connection that you had with her. Callback humor is something funny from your original face-to-face interaction, or something funny from your dating app interaction. For example, if you get her number off Tinder and you guys had a role play going about how, you know, you were an exclusive couple and all of your friends on Facebook are liking the fact that you're an exclusive couple and you're going to have your wedding in Europe and you're making fun of her, she's going to meet your mom and all that stuff, then I'll follow up with, hey, it's your exclusive Tinder fiance, Robbie. So she'll know who it is. It's funny, it's witty. Another example for ways to start a conversation is what I call the flip the script technique. This one's great, especially during the day. I don't like to use it as much at night. And basically all you're doing is you're accusing her of hitting on you. So if I walk up to her during the day and, you know, game her for, you know, a few minutes and get her number, and I send her a text, basically saying like, hey, Sarah, I thought it was really impressive, courageous, how you randomly approached and hit on me yesterday, Robbie, right? Or I thought it was super ballsy of you, how you came up to me and chased me down and forced me to give you your number. You know, just making an absurd joke about how she chased you down and hit on you when obviously it was you that did it to her. And the other one is the standard protocol line. You can use this one pretty much anytime you want as well to create some, like, a funny thread. So, you know, hey, Julie, I know it's standard protocol to wait 3 days before texting, but I wait 5. I know, I'm a gangster, LOL. Or if you only waited 37 seconds, you could say, hey, Julie, I know it's standard protocol to wait 3 days before texting, but I wait 37 seconds. I know, I'm a gangster. So you can just change the number. That's opening the conversation. From there, you're going to go back and forth. And now you're getting into, like, more of the pillars of the text conversation. So the first one, the first pillar, is no closed-ended questions. No yes or no questions. They restrict the flow of words. Open-ended questions allow her to give full responses without needing to actively drive the conversation forward. If you feel like you're driving the conversation, you probably are. So, like, a natural conversation is one where you're both indicating interest, you're both going back and forth. If you feel you have to force it in order for it to happen at all, then you're facing an uphill battle. And if that's happening, you should be focusing on scaling back the number of messages you're sending out, icing her. If you feel yourself slipping, aim to provoke the conversation back to life by inserting something funny, a meme, joke, callback material. If it's not appropriate to ask her out, you know, while you're texting back and forth at that specific time, don't jam her. You know, save it for another time. You know, you want to keep a dialogue going with the person. You don't need to get a date out of every text interaction. Don't let the conversation fall into, like, an ambiguous limbo because there is no action. So, you know, wrap up a conversation before it goes stale. Talk about how to indicate interest. You don't want to seem needy, emotional, but you may find yourself in a situation where she isn't aware that you're interested. You can solve that problem by some funny, playful text. An example is like, so in case it wasn't clear, I have a little crush on you. Don't get carried away, though. Smiley face. If you feel like you're falling in the friend zone, you can send her something like, I feel some friend zone activity arriving. So we're clear. This is a very romantic relationship. Insert Napoleon Dynamite's older brother's voice. You put that in parentheses. You don't know what I'm referring to. Watch a YouTube clip of Napoleon's older brother talking about a serious relationship. Another example. So we've been texting for X days now. I think we ought to talk about how much you love me. So let's talk about ratios now. The telltale sign that you're how you're standing with a girl, regardless of any of the content, if you're sending her more text messages than she is sending you, you're clearly not the object of her desire, and you got some work to do. So, you know, if you look at your phone and on the right side, it's all blue or all green, and on the left side, it says LOL or K or haha, and then it's more shit, more blue, more green, you're going to look like an idiot, and you're not going to be in good shape with that chick. So if you can see, you know, I can tell from, you know, 10 feet away how much a girl is interested in you just by looking at the ratio of text sent. I don't even need to see the content. So let's talk about icing a little bit. How long to wait to respond to text. So you guys need to stop being so fucking available and chasing girls. Make her sweat a little bit by not being so available. People value things that are scarce, and that includes your communication, your attention. And if you respond to all of her messages within seconds, like I said before, she'll know you're not a challenge. She's going to lose interest. In short, get off her ass. So it's simple. Don't reply to every text. Occasionally make them double text you. If they're ha or LOLing you, stop texting. Make yourself scarce. You know, it's easy. It requires no action. You just don't text. You know, if a girl is texting you two or three times and you respond, and then she's texting you two or three more times and then you respond, she's into you. Like, you're going to have sex with that girl if you don't fuck it up in person. And if she's not responding to you, it's super important that you ice her. Like, if she doesn't respond to a message, don't immediately text her again. You need to put her on ice. In fact, I'm using the definition of icing wrong. If she doesn't respond to your text, that's her icing you. If you don't respond to her text, that's you icing her. So if a girl doesn't respond to your text, it's not appropriate to say, oh, I'm going to ice her. She didn't respond. No, that's not what you're doing. She has you on ice. Do not text her after, you know, 7 or 8 p.m. on a Friday or Saturday night. It's going to look like a loser. Don't text her after 10 p.m. on other nights unless she initiates it first. Also, don't text her before like 10 a.m. It just, you know, it's just weird, like having a text conversation that early in the morning. Like, you should be working, you should be busy, you should be making breakfast. You shouldn't be like hitting on girls at that time. All right. How to set up a date, right? So you've gone back and forth flirting. The ratio is good. The frequency is good. You're sending her open-ended questions. Maybe you've iced her a little bit and she's chasing you. Super easy. The biggest mistake that most guys make when they set up a date is they say, hey, are you free on Tuesday night at 9:30? I want to take you to dinner and a movie. Fucking kill yourself. If she's not free on Tuesday night, well, guess what? She's going to say, no, sorry, I can't do it Tuesday night. I have to paint my nail. To which then you're going to respond, well, what about Wednesday? And then she's going to go, oh, I can't do it Wednesday either. I have to douche my asshole. Ooh. What about Friday? Fuck you, you're a loser. Don't ask me out on a Friday night. Don't ask her for specific nights. Just say, when are you free? And don't say, when are you free? I'm free Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Because then that's equally as bad. Then you just look like you have no life. Just say, well, when are you free? She'll follow up, right? Puts you in a position of power. Don't ask girls out, tell them out. Don't say, can I take you out for drinks? Would you like to go to see the ballet with me? You look like a fucking loser like everyone else. I'm taking you to XYZ. We're going to do this thing. Figure out a day you're free. I'm taking you for coffee, drinks, flirts. I 30% guarantee you'll have a good time. Those are kind of like the standard silly, you know, ways you can ask a girl out, find out when she's free. That's asking, telling her out. Let's talk about getting a girl to come to a party. So what do you do if you meet a girl while you're traveling? You only have one night to make things happen. You've got to invite her out that night. If you already have plans with friends, it's going to make it, you know, a little bit more tricky. So just a standard way to do it is, you know, hey, me and friends are going to do XYZ. They're really boring, ugly, annoying, and broke. You should totally come. You know, it's just a silly, obvious exaggeration and joke about your friends, and you should come out. You can also say, you know, if she responds and she's interested, you'll say, cool, we'll be pre-partying here. Meet us over at 10 if you like. Bring girlfriends if you want. Don't say bring friends because she might be retarded, and bring dudes. Say bring girlfriends if you want. All right. So that's telling a girl out. Got way more examples, you know, for the guys in the group. Super important that you guys post anything that's kind of like, you know, doesn't fall into the normal category of texting. A lot of times you're going to deal with flakiness and resistance. If a girl flakes on you, I like to give her one more chance to not flake. If she flakes on me twice, I'm probably never following up with her again. It just shows that I have no backbone or no self-worth at all. Once you've slept with a girl, the rules of texting change a little bit. Let's say I go out with a girl, I sleep with her, and especially if it's like a first date or a one-night stand, she might be feeling a little bit like a whore if she fucked you on the first date or she had a one-night stand with you. And if you want to see her again, I'm probably going to follow up that next day just to make her feel at ease and not like, you know, she did something that she'll regret. If that wasn't the case, we just went on a normal first date and we just made out a little, I'm probably not going to follow up with her, and I'm going to wait for her to follow up with me, hopefully that next day. If she doesn't follow up with me that next day, then that's probably a sign that she maybe didn't have as good of a time as I thought she did on the date. So instead, I'm going to follow up with her and use some callback humor about the date, go back and forth a bit, and then set up a second date. It doesn't have to be in that same, you know, texting session, but that's what I'm going to do. Let's say a girl is going away for a little while, or I'm going away for a little while. It's important to stay top of mind. Remember, girls have a shitload of guys chasing them down, trying to jockey for their time. So staying top of mind is basically the idea that you need to be relevant in her mind, or she's going to forget about you. So the kind of like the go-to text, we call it the top of mind text. It goes like this. Hey, if you don't know what top of mind marketing is, it's those car insurance commercials you see all day. In case your insurance lapses, they're top of mind and you call them. Anyway, this is a top of mind text that I stay relevant. Winky face, like the Geico commercials. There's variations of that. And like I said, if you guys want to see that exact text, find it on the website. The other thing that you should do, which is better than that, is just use callback humor. You know, making jokes that related to the last time you guys hung out. I'm going through some of the chapters in our texting guide to make sure I haven't missed anything. How to confirm a date. So let's say, you know, you asked her, you know, when are you free for drink splurts? I 30% guarantee a good time. She says, free on Wednesday. You respond, cool. Meet you at 8 at XYZ bar. So what I'll do about, you know, usually let's say we set up that we're texting on Sunday and we set up a date for Tuesday at 8:30. I'm going to follow up probably around, you know, 11 a.m. noon, definitely before like 2 or 3 o'clock. If you wait till after 3 and you have a date with her that night and you don't text her to confirm the date, she's probably going to assume you're flaking and make other plans. You know, chicks that are hot have tons of options. And I guarantee if she's hot and she lives in a relevant city, if not in bumfuck Egypt, she can make other plans. And she's going to have lots of other plans that she's denying because she wants to see you. But if you don't text her and she's hot, she's basically, you know, odds are she might flake. So I'm going to follow up, like I said, around 11, between 11 and 1 the day of, with, you know, basically just a confirmation. You can either be witty, or you could just say like, hey, see you tonight. We're still good for tonight at 8:30. You know, it's at that point, it's not a huge deal if you're funny. But if you do want to be witty, a funny thing you could say is, hey, see you tonight at 8:30. I'll be at the corner of the bar. wearing my red leather pants and feathered fedora. It's an example of something silly, absurd that you're going to say to confirm the date, if you like. And then when she shows up on the date, you can basically start the interaction with that callback humor. You know, she's going to walk up, give you a hug, and you'd be like, sorry, my red leather pants were in the dry cleaners. You know, Aunt Flo visited me this month. Something stupid and silly like that. So you're starting the date off with a laugh. Let's see. I want to find chapter 8 because that is all about kind of like the obscure, random, you know, situations that don't happen very often. So here's a kind of a cool example. Let's say a girl is not that into you and you're trying to get her to chase you. So I'm looking at an example here. I'm texting back and forth with a girl named Jackie. She's not really giving me a whole lot to go off. If you met a girl out, you made out with her at the bar in like a drunken state, but you didn't go home with her, you should act as though you didn't make out with her and kind of treat her like a cold number. All right. Like making out with a girl doesn't really matter. Let's say a girl resurfaces who previously went cold. An example was this chick Layla that I met out at Laurel Hardware in LA. She was very receptive, you know, when I approached her, super into me. We exchanged numbers, we texted a little bit back and forth, but then she flaked on a date, and the next date like never really happened, and I didn't push it because I didn't want to look super desperate. Because I didn't push it, you know, the texting gods or the sex gods were paid me some good fortune. And I heard back from her literally 6 months later. And she just texted me out of the blue, hello, how have you been? And my response was, good, break up with your dude? Question mark, smiley face. She goes, LOL, maybe I was traveling a bit. About that rain check, because after she flaked on the first date, we were talking about a rain check. And I responded, normally I'd wait 3 days and then invite you out. You know, you seem to seem socially competent, but rebounds are different. I got to strike while the iron is hot. LOL, schedule, question mark. She responds, haha, laughing my ass off. And we set up a date and we ended up having a lot of fun. I think that covers most of the fundamentals. Like I said, for anything that's like rare one-off things, you know, those aren't going to happen nearly as often, but they're obviously, you know, just things you can bring up in the group. All right, guys. I'll talk to you soon.